Well, at least this time our guest doesn't give a shit about beer, so that'll be good.
Is it Jed?
No. I have to pee. I'll be back. Hello and welcome to Brews Day Tuesday podcast episode 608. I'm Sam Ginsberg. What kind of coffin do you not care the price of?
I cannot begin to guess.
Your own!
Oh, that is truly the limit. My hat is off to you for that wonderful joke.
Why, thank you. How is Tyler driving?
I didn't care for that. I didn't like it.
Well, it's the new way we're doing things, so get used to it, nerd.
Get used to it for another 600 episodes. All right. Well, thanks, everybody. Thanks for joining us. We're going to talk about mostly bad news, I guess. So that'll be fun. That'll lift everybody's spirits. And here to get her spirit lifted, it's Caitlin. Hey, Caitlin.
Hey.
You excited for the lifting? You ready to get lifted?
Yeah, super pumped. Nothing better than bad news.
Absolutely. What is this? Your like fifth appearance on this podcast, something like that?
Yeah, fourth or fifth, I think.
Oh, cool.
That's what I got, right?
Now you guys both know I can just check, right?
I was kind of hoping you were going to do that.
Okay, well I will.
I'm gonna say fourth is my official guess.
Survey says.
This is your fifth, idiot.
Oh, Tyler was right.
I track it closely.
Apparently.
Well, welcome back. Good to have you.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be back.
And you sound sincere about it. I guess I'll go first with my beer, and then Sam will go, and you can go last, because you haven't been on in a minute, so you might not remember the formula. So, we're going to introduce our beers. I'm starting off with New Belgium's Voodoo Ranger Imperial IPA. I had like the Juice Force Ranger and the Tropical Ranger, but somehow I didn't have the original Ranger.
I was thinking someone must have had this before, right?
Somebody has, but it was not me because I checked before I bought this because I didn't want to get clowned. But yeah, Imperial IPA, 9% ABV. Poured out super clear, which, you know, I like to see in this day and age of hazy IPAs. Pretty light head. All the bubbles are pretty similarly sized. It smells kind of piney, a little citrus. It tastes piney and a little citrus. It's mostly like citrus at the front and a little bit of the pine bitterness at the back. Classic IPA. I think they're calling this one Imperial more for the ABV than the hoppiness, which, whatever, that's fine.
Well, that's one way to put it. Another way to put it would be something I've been screaming about how mad I am for 3 years or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, it's definitely changed since we were kids.
Back in our day.
Back in my day. But, yeah, you know, so far, yeah, but it's not hazy, so thank God for that. That's all I can say. Samuel?
Yes, sir. So I think I warned you I was having some dork-ass D&D shit.
Right.
So I have that. Jester King, Phylactery Factory with a PH. To line up with phylactery.
The only thing I know phylacteries from are Orthodox Jews.
That's interesting. I learned the word phylactery from Elder Scrolls Oblivion.
Really? So I must know it from that too. What is a phylactery in this context?
Well, I mean, phylactery, it's an adornment, and that could take many forms. In the Oblivion context, it was like a necklace. The phylactery of litheness. It increased your speed and like
Caitlin
maybe
is
your
yawning
spell.
At you. Yawning at you. She doesn't give
it's
a
over,
shit.
It's It's information overload. I'm trying to follow. My brain's overwhelmed.
Well, maybe I'll just drink the beer and we'll move on from there.
Wait, what? What is it? Did you go through all the specs?
Not yet.
Are we talking about the phylactery of litheness or this beer in particular?
Either one, honestly.
Now, I'll get on the wiki and figure out all the stat boosts. I do think it was speed-based. But anyway, 8.5% ABV, double hazy IPA. And this is featuring Phantasm. And Phantasm is in its own typeface, which makes me feel like they, like, want me to care. And
I've never heard of Phantasm before. Now, Caitlin, I know you are intimately familiar with all types of hop varietals.
That's a great point. Caitlin, tell us all you have to say about Phantasm, the hop varietal, or whatever the fuck it is.
What is there left to say?
It's a great point. It's a great point. That's why we have you on, for insightful comedy like that. Comedy, commentary, whatever. It's fine.
Yeah, whatever. She doesn't do nothing. This sucks.
You're taking my line, Sam.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. Caitlin, can you do me a quick favor and review this beer for me that I'm drinking?
It probably sucks.
Wow. It's like she's in my brain.
Yeah. No, double hazy sounds bad. I don't want any of that.
I thought, didn't you tell me that you specifically don't like hazy IPAs? Wasn't that like one of the first, what's the one that you hated that's like you thought was a trend or something?
Well, the thing about me and the way I am is how much stuff I hate. But hazy IPAs are a thing I hate, but also it's like the theming is Dungeons and Dragons, which is a thing that I like.
Yeah, redeeming quality. That makes sense.
So I was like, well, maybe this will be cool. And as it turns out, nah.
That sucks. All right. Well, Caitlin, I think you've got the hang of it, right?
Yeah, actually, that's a good segue because I asked my friend Tyler at work, who's also a huge beer guy.
Not you, Tyler. Calm down.
I was like, I have a friend at work?
They do, yeah. I have an actuary friend at work who is super into craft beer and just beer in general, I guess. So I was like, hey, is there anything interesting that I should... This was like the first time around, I guess, that I was supposed to be on. He actually brought me this beer in for me to try, but when I saw that it was a hazy IPA, I was like, oh, Sam's going to hate this and judge me.
Probably.
But
I think somebody's actually had that on the show, to be honest with you. The can looks hella familiar.
Yeah, it's called Baby Kittens by Fat Orange Cat.
That sounds so familiar to me. Yeah. Caitlin, where do you live? I'm sorry, we can bleep this out, but like, just in general.
It's fine. I'm in Frederick, Maryland.
Oh, okay. Was it me who had this?
Fat Orange Cat Baby Kittens. Yep, we have one check in here.
I knew
episode 547.
Yes.
That was Tyler.
Yes. Oh, I'm so smart.
I'm very tempted to say the review, but I'm gonna keep it in the back pocket.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we'll see if you guys agree.
Okay.
Oh,
this
is so exciting.
This was like a year and change ago. Had this on the show.
Okay. Well, I was hoping, I figured it, you guys have done a lot of these, so I figured it would probably be a repeat, but I at least made some effort.
No, that's fine. That's fine. As long as it's not a repeat for you, we don't mind. No.
Okay, good. Well, just as a recap then, it's a hazy New England style IPA, 6.5% ABV. It's got cats on it, which isn't like my favorite thing. I've been doing this new thing where I lie to people about being allergic to cats. And I think I've been doing it long enough that they believe me. So that's cool. I know you guys like cats. So sorry.
I think Sam feels neutral. I do like cats.
Okay.
I would say actively negative about
cats.
Actively negative. Okay.
Interesting.
Well, Cheers to that. I'll take a sip here.
I mean, in my house, there are 3 children, 2 dogs, and 1 cat. And I refer to the cat as my wife's cat, even though I do, like, all of the litter changing, like, all that shit. I do all that shit, but it's still her cat because I don't want to take any ownership over this cat.
I like that cat.
No, she's great. As cats go, she's great. But yep. My fucking cat.
Anyway, hey. How do you feel about your can of cats over there?
So, I don't know. It's not great. And I feel like looking at even, like, cartoon cats while I'm tasting it is making it worse. Just all I can think about is cat pee. It doesn't taste as bad as I imagine cat pee would taste like, but it's not great.
Wow, calm down, Caitlin. It's too high of a regard you're giving this beer.
It's
better than cat piss. Raves, Caitlin
Holtzman. Listen, one day I'm going to review a beer called Mountain Crest on here, and I don't think... I would be very surprised if anyone you know that likes beer would have had it on this podcast. That I would equate to probably cat piss.
Ew.
It is the worst thing I've ever smelled or tasted in a beverage. Hands down. Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Should we, for episode 700, just be like, let's rate all the beers that we think taste like cat piss?
You know, I'm not sure we should do that, Samuel.
700 just around the corner.
That's true. It's coming up quick, honestly.
And maybe let's get Caitlin's weird friend on here. Does he want to talk about cat piss?
He might. He's not a big cat guy. And he does love beer. He really wanted me to figure out how to get him the link to this episode when it comes out. So
he wants to be disappointed.
I talked it up, so.
Oh, no.
Well, I'm sorry that you lied to your friend.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's get to the part that sucks, I guess, which is...
All of it.
Most of it. Most all of it. So, from VinePair.com, what happened to Magic Hat number 9? Now, Magic Hat number 9, beer that is near and dear to my heart. Samuel, you took a deep breath in there. What's up?
No, me too. I mean, well, cause it's a Vermont thing. So I
it
know
is. Yep.
You're going to have some special, affiliation for it. But like, there was a time that I would have put number 9, like in my top 5 all time beers.
Big time.
That time has passed.
Yes.
But like, I have like a kind of an emotional connection to that beer, and I want it to succeed.
Yeah.
And this article is making me think, what, like it sucks now or something?
So, Magic Hat Vermont Brewery, number 9 was a beer that I drank a lot of, and I got like pretty much whenever I went back to Vermont, I'd get some number 9. So definitely love it. You know, Magic Hat got sold out to FIFCO USA back in, I don't know, the 2010s or something like that. And it seems like there are rumors that they are phasing out number 9. I guess some distributor on Reddit posted that how he was told that, you know, they weren't doing it anymore. But FIFCO says that they have no plans one way or another for number 9, which isn't reassuring, I guess, but they're also not saying that it's dead.
If I can never have number 9 again, it won't bum me out that much. But I could definitely see people being really upset by this, and I wouldn't begrudge them that.
Yeah, that's a fair take. Caitlin, you've got number 9, it looks like, tattooed right on your bicep, which I didn't know.
Yeah, I do. No, I was actually just pulling it up on my laptop because I can't really read this article on my phone. And
you don't need to read the article.
See you guys. Okay. I will say that as a a person that actively avoided beer for a long time, I have heard of this one and seen it. So someone I know likes it. Not that I know who.
That is an addition. Thank
you. It is. It well, is.
You guys have both stayed true to form and stayed out east, and I've betrayed the cause and moved to the Midwest.
Yeah.
So I have to defer to your decisions.
Absolutely true. Yeah, I don't know. I guess this is, you know, I wish I could say I was surprised. I'm definitely a little saddened, but when you get bought out, you know, you're playing by the numbers game. You know, if the beer's not making money, then it's not going to get made. It's too bad, but, you know, that's the way it is.
As soon as you allow yourself to get bought out,
yeah,
you sacrifice your ability to say, hey, don't do that.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Legally Again, speaking.
This is why we have you on, Sam, for that insightful commentary.
Right, because I'm kind of the money guy, you know? Uh-huh. I know how all the corporate stuff works.
Mad money with Sam Ginsberg.
Right.
Feels a little anti-Semitic. I don't know.
You're allowed to say it, dude.
I don't know. Maybe change it to like Sammy G or something. You know, that would work better for me.
They called me Sammy G back in the day.
Did they? Caitlin, is that true?
It's absolutely true. I've never heard anything more true.
Okay. Back when you were running the streets smoking weed at Subway.
I only smoked weed at Subway the one time.
Well, it made a big impression on me.
Yeah, Caitlin, I was going to say.
I'm curious if you can guess who smoked me up in the back of Subway. You have one guess.
Man. Trying to remember who you worked with at Subway since so many people worked there.
He didn't work there.
Oh, he didn't work there?
No, he's just a guy we both knew. He was a guy we both were close with.
Was it Gus?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a pretty safe guess then.
Nice.
Shout
Man,
out Gus.
Man, I hope Gus is doing okay.
Oh, he left me. Guy. He left me an absolute beauty of a voicemail at work the other day. He's doing great.
If you talk to him again,
I will.
We'll get him on the pod.
Oh, that's a good idea. Oh, actually, it's not a good idea. He's been he has not been drinking for a couple months.
Okay. Oh, okay. That's okay. We had another guy like that on the podcast, and it was something.
Yeah, no, for sure. Gus has had quite a lot of beer. He, fun side story about Gus, he woke up on his 30th birthday in a lot of pain. And he, on his 30th birthday, went to urgent care and found out that he has gout.
Gout is honestly my favorite disease. It's so funny. You got too much pee in that leg. Which is obviously a radical oversimplification. I know it's uric acid or whatever, but it's so fucking funny.
Yeah, I mean, I just always thought gout was like for old people who didn't take care of themselves and drank too much.
Like kings used to get gout all the time because they would just eat like unhealthy shit and drink all the time.
Lamb constantly or whatever.
Yeah. So funny. I love people who get gout in the modern era. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah, at 30 years old, it makes it even funnier.
Go get some typhoid or something. I don't know.
Yeah. Giardia, river disease.
Yeah. Legionnaire's disease.
Man, while we're talking about eating stuff that's mistakes, can I get you guys? I need you both to be really honest with me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Very honest, very vulnerable.
Mm-hmm.
Edamame, what plant does it grow into?
No idea.
Edamame, it grows into edapape.
I mean, in 2025, I'm sure it does.
I don't know. I always assumed it was just some kind of, like, legume.
Some, like, random-ass bean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So, I find this hugely vindicating.
Okay.
I, at work, ate a dish called soybean salad with Szechuan. And I was like, all right, man, sounds good. Because I like spicy shit. So I was like, with Szechuan, sure.
Con Szechuan.
I'll eat some shit with Szechuan. But the thing is, edamame is soybeans.
Huh.
Oh.
Okay.
And you're not supposed to eat those.
Wait, why?
You're not supposed to eat the, sorry, you're not supposed to eat the pods.
Oh, yeah.
You're just supposed to eat the beans.
Understood, yes.
And so I knew that about edamame.
Oh, so you ate the whole pod because you didn't understand that it was the same thing.
Right.
What were your dumps like?
Well, that's kind of my content.
It was the content of your dumps?
I took some really kind of wild poops.
I bet you did.
And the whole time I was like, is this podcast content?
It is a pod, I guess. So pod, right. Podcast, yeah.
But, like, the fact that you guys both didn't know, makes me feel really good.
But, I mean, no, so, I didn't know. But, Sam, I'm not going to completely agree with you here. Because while I might not have known the name, if I saw that served up to me, I'd be like, oh, shit, bro, those are some edamames. I'm not going to eat those pods.
The way it was listed was soybean salad with Szechuan.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And you were like, this is the Szechuan, obviously.
Well, no. I mean, I know what a bean is.
Yeah.
But so, like, I ate, like, four or five of these, and I was like, this isn't so good.
Right. See, that's – okay.
And so then I Googled it, and it was like –
You're digging a hole. You ate five of them, and you were like, I don't know about this. After the fifth one, I think I'll call it quits.
Now, Tyler, in my defense – it was probably closer to 10. So.
Okay, I have a query.
Yeah.
Sorry, the representative from Maryland. You have the floor.
Query. Are they the same? The pods, were they the same, like, color and texture? Because I.
Yeah, man, green. Green, like a bean. Like some bean-ass shit, dog.
Okay, but. They were still, like, furry on the outside. They had Caitlin, that little
you have correctly identified the source of my problem that I'm having here.
Because I don't care if I didn't know what it was. I'm not sure if it had that same texture that I would eat it even if someone
you have eyes. Yeah.
Well, so the thing is I ate one and it wasn't that bad. It was just like I was like, I think maybe this isn't for me.
Okay.
But I'll have a few more, and we'll see where, and we'll go from there. And then after I ate, like, 3 to 10 more of them, I started to Google, am I supposed to eat this? And the internet was like, no, please stop. And then I had some really wild poops.
That's unfortunate. But I also, so I do have a gripe here in general about things like this, because I always complain when I get, like pasta dishes, for example, with shrimp in them, they leave the tail on the shrimp, I guess, so that the ends don't get burnt. But it's like, how, like, when you've got something like a salad, I imagine,
right,
a soybean salad, there it's like mixed up with other stuff. Like, how are you supposed to get in there and remove the soybeans from the pod when it's already like mixed up in a salad? It just seems. I've never been a big fan of that.
It's so fucked up. It's like if I was like having a dessert and there were just like Snickers wrappers in there.
Exactly.
I'd be like, hey, this is trash. Get it out of here.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a decent point.
This does make me think about, I just heard a story from someone on a different podcast like the other day about, I guess like it was a lunch lady that was on someone's podcast talking about they started introducing more exotic fruits to the kids like lunches at school. And she was like, I didn't realize that these kids had never seen a kiwi before. So they ate the whole thing. like with the outside, like the skin of the kiwi, which is immediately what I thought of when you started describing eating the pods of a, well, the pods of an edamame kind of have that same texture.
Furriness,
though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're talking to the wrong person when it comes to loving the kiwi.
I do love kiwi. I'm slightly allergic to kiwi, but I eat it anyway. One time I ate so many kiwis that my tongue started to bleed.
Oh my God. Okay, so you weren't eating the skin.
I wasn't eating the tarantula bottoms of them, no.
Okay, good. So it was just bleeding from your allergy.
I guess so.
From your stupid body.
I just love it so much.
I do like a kiwi. I do like a kiwi. Caitlin, you don't like kiwi?
Sam doesn't like fruits.
Oh.
Sorry.
No, I'm just casting. I'm just casting aspersions. I like to imagine Sam as just like a really like basic chud, but there are depths to him, you know.
We should go around the horn. Number one fruit.
Mm-hmm.
Pineapple.
Interesting. Interesting choice. Mango.
Sure.
Oh, mango's a good one. I think I'm gonna have to go my old classic raspberry.
Raspberries are good. They're good. Yeah. I like how you can wear them on your fingers. That's fun.
Yeah, I mean, I can't because my fingers are enormous, but...
Oh. Well.
Since I have some genetically engineered raspberries that are huge.
Raspberries, bugles. What other foods can you eat off your fingers?
Man, that's such a bad question. It's like a wildly bad question.
All right.
I started thinking about it.
Yeah, somebody's playing the game, Samuel.
Dude, we got two more articles.
I know. Speaking of articles, let's get a little ray of hope in this gloomy existence from myheraldreview.com. Craving a beer? Need a new book? Bible, Beer, and Bros has you covered.
Oh man, what a bad idea.
This might be the saddest article we've ever done. It's really sad. So first off, I want you to take a look at the caption underneath the picture right at the top and tell me what's wrong with it.
How all three of these guys are gay and don't know it?
No, well, that's just a real life thing. Two of them are wearing Crocs. But what's wrong with the captions, Samuel? Caitlin, did you find the error?
I am just trying to get back to it because the setup on here isn't great. Hang on.
Right. So, Sam, you're taking too long to find it, so I will just reveal the hidden answer here. It says Kevin McCullough, middle, 33, Alexander Kaprosky, right or left?
Or left.
Like, they couldn't even get down who this guy was. And then it just says, and another man. Like, come on. But, yeah, this is an extremely sad article. So, Kevin McCullough... is a Bible and beer loving bro, and he was like, you know what, I wish there was another safe space for classic bros just to get together and talk about the Bible. And so he put together this little like group where you drink beer and Bible study. So I mean, you know what, that's fine, it's whatever, it doesn't really appeal to me. Caitlin, would you go to a Bible brew study?
Well, I'm not huge into beer, as we all know by now.
But you love the Lord.
I am not super into Bible stuff, and I'm not a bro. So who knows? Maybe it would work out for me. Maybe I'd be willing to give it a shot.
Well, maybe you would see the light.
Maybe it'd be the perfect storm of a nightmare for me, and I would love it.
Maybe you could go home with Alexander Kaprosky, who is one of two gentlemen in this photo. Who knows which one?
Right, and there's not a chance he'd make a move because I have to agree with Sam on
Yeah, it's just like, he's like, yeah, you know, they talk about alcohol in the Bible, like Jesus turned water into wine, so like, why not just bro down with some good bros in the Lord? And then it says something about, while he sees this as being a good idea, this other guy in the area who's a recovering alcoholic thinks it might be bad for people because, you know, alcohol is bad. So counterpoint, good job doing a counterpoint, My Herald Review. But it ends by saying that actually this thing hasn't been popular at all, and there are only three members. Yes, that's right. The three guys pictured at the top are the only three dudes in Bible Brews and Bros.
And we have no idea who two of them
are. One of them was unwilling to give a name.
Yeah.
I think the more telling thing is, at the bottom here, you're supposed to rate the article, and it has 5 stars with 1 rating.
Was that Alexander Kaprowski?
I don't think we know, but as journalists, which obviously mm-hmm. we all are collectively. Yeah.
Right.
Did you know, I don't know why this is interesting to anybody but me, but Howie Mandel is bald not because of natural hair loss, but because he has OCD that manifests as germophobia, so he shaved all his hair off so he could be cleaner.
I knew he was a germaphobe. I didn't know that's why he was bald. So what, he just, like, shaves himself like crazy? So
yeah, he's got to be pure.
So, like, there are no louse upon him?
Exactly.
Man, what a weirdo.
Gattaca, good pull.
Yeah. I also knew he was, like, OCD germophobic. I did not know that's why he's bald, but yeah. Hey, good on him. He's committed.
Honestly, yes.
I mean, if you're going to be anything, be 100%. So. Let's see some more autism, Sam.
Yeah.
Because your game up.
I'm doing my best.
Got a rhythm with the tism.
Did you hear that this was like a popular show, I think, when we were like getting out of high school, but remember the stupid show about the Playboy bunnies? The girls next door.
Yes. Yes.
And the one main girl, like the one main girlfriend, is like now has like told the world about her autism diagnosis. I just think it's like pretty funny. I don't know. Maybe she is, but thought that was interesting.
Do you think it's easier or harder to be Hugh Hefner's girlfriend with autism?
I would think harder. But
I would think easier.
Really?
You kind of develop the ability to separate your life from how you feel.
Yeah, like compartmentalizing it.
See, yeah, you just dissociate super hard.
Yeah, I was thinking harder because I think he was pretty infamous for being like controlling about every detail of everything that happened. Like everything had to be his way of
sure. Everything. I'm not saying she had an easy life.
Yeah, but don't people with autism like get really attached to their routines and?
I don't know, Sam.
I suspect that some people might. Which is to say, ew.
Also, I don't know why we talk about you so much. Becca hammer spanked you on the AQ test.
It's weird that she took that competitively.
No, I don't think she did. I took it competitively.
No, she texted me just a picture of her with the like double middle finger, like "I fucked you, dog." And I was like, "It wasn't a competition." And she's like, "Fuck you, dog."
It wasn't a competition. She blew you out of the water. It wasn't even close.
All right, man. She's more autistic than I am. It's okay.
I guess I just thought it was really funny. That's all. Three Stacks and I have something in common. Taking advantage of people with disabilities.
I know. I was going to say, do you guys feel like, you think Emily feels weird about taking advantage of an autistic boy?
And oh, Dyer, she has her feel own weird about? Very significant brain problems. they're just different brain problems. Wow. It's almost like, earlier when I was talking about obsessive compulsive disorder with some degree of experience, that I had some degree of experience.
Almost like that, huh?
Almost.
Almost. Okay, we got one more article left to do. Let's slam it down here. KRCTV.com. Sierra Nevada Brewing Company cancels Beer Camp and Oktoberfest events in Chico. Sierra Nevada, known for holding some large events, large beer fest-related events out in Chico, California. They have canceled two of their large ones this year, citing rising production costs, declining ticket sales, and unpredictable weather. So just another unfortunate event for the beer culture out here. I'm relying on you two for that insightful commentary.
Let me start. Okay. I'm struggling to give a shit.
You don't care.
Caitlin, your take.
Well, as a longtime attendee of the beer can, I find this really tragic and, you know, best of luck to him for next year, I guess.
Absolutely.
You're finding it really easy to give a shit about any of this.
Clearly.
So now I guess we can't read too much from like an event being canceled, but you know, Sierra Nevada is kind of one of the bigger craft brewers out there. And I do wonder what it says about how they're doing that they have to cancel these two big events.
They sold out already, so what do I care?
Oh, did they? Did I miss that?
I think so. I think like 7 years ago or something.
Whatever. I've lived 9 lives in the past 7 years.
Speaking of the 9 lives you've lived. Oh wait, your interesting stuff's done now, right?
What about my interesting stuff?
So the jerk off guy. Like we're not talking about that no more.
We closed that down. We got him arrested and all that stuff. Nailed it. Some guy
was another important thing.
I work at a state park and I was taking my lunch in the park and some guy started jerking off at me. So I called
at me.
He does the 2 fingers towards his own eyes and the 1 finger towards
penis. That's not true. But essentially,
I'm just trying to add a little flavor, buddy.
No. So I called the Rangers because I know them and they got him arrested. Now he's banned from the parks. But I had to go to court about it. It was a whole thing. But that's done. Yep, that's correct. We're done with that one.
You listened to the last 10 to 12 episodes of the Brews at Tuesday podcast to learn all you need to know.
Yep.
Okay, I think I might. Yeah, I've got to get the backstory.
You'll be the first. Congrats.
Well, I'm glad for you. Congratulations.
Thank you. What else was I doing that's interesting? My groin exploding? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah. Your crotch stuff.
It had nothing to do with the man that was jerking off at you.
2 separate items.
Okay.
But you're not the first person to link them. Okay. No, I somehow
what's up, Tim?
I got a sports hernia, and so I like couldn't like walk for a while, and I had to get an ultrasound, and the lady just mashed my scrotum to death while giving me the ultrasound.
Yeah,
so that wasn't fun, but I'm recovering. I'm doing my physical therapy and it's getting better, so that's good.
Oh my goodness.
Yep.
Well, I'm glad.
Thank you.
Salvageable.
Yep.
Salvageable raves, Tyler's wife, really. I mean, let's be legitimate. Like, you're not married, but she's your wife.
We're common law married.
Right. I mean, like, you've been together for, what, 12 years, something like that?
It'll be 14 years this year. This November, I think it'll be 14 years.
Well, congrats, weirdo.
Thanks.
And she's, like, not, like, super angry at your scrotum?
She thinks it's very salvageable. Yeah, absolutely.
It's good.
That's what she said since day one. You know, I think I can salvage that thing.
She just sits in an armchair, leans back, scratches her chin, and thinks, "Yeah, I can work with that."
Like, I see where you were going with it. You know, there's a solid foundation there.
It's not ideal,
right?
But
exactly.
Sure, we can go somewhere with this.
Yeah. Yep. So, oddly, same thing about my personality. So, I don't know what to tell you. No, but I don't think anything else really that interesting.
Maybe just post some crotch pics to the site so people understand.
I'm sorry, something odd did happen.
Did Did enemy of the show Becca just scream something from offset?
Yeah, it's what I texted you about.
Enemy of the show.
Somebody sent me 2 denarii in the mail, and I was like, "Am I gonna die? Is this a death threat?"
Shit. Yeah. Did we ever learn anything? Well, fully said it.
Yeah,
and then go from there.
So I went to the post office the other day, and amongst the usual mail, there was a package with no discernible return address to me, and I opened it up, and inside were 2 denarii, which, as everybody knows, are Roman coins. And this, like, pamphlet about how, like, masculinity is dying and it's time to, like, reform the Roman Empire. And I was like, what the fuck is this? Like,
oh, my God.
What in the hell is this? And so I was texting a bunch of people about it because, like, the 2 coins, I don't know. There's, like, a Greek-Roman myth about, like, how you get over the River Styx. You put 2 coins in your eyes when you die so you can, like, pay the boatman. And I was like, is somebody, like, coming after me in an extremely esoteric way? And also, do they think I need to man up or something? I'm extremely confused. Or is this, like, a weird prank or what's going on? So I texted Sam and some of our other friends about it, and none of them sent it to me.
And we mocked you relentlessly.
Correct. And it, actually, so what it is, I did figure it out eventually. It was my friend Kevin. My friend Kevin was...
Fuck you, Kevin.
So it was my friend Kevin, and he was, like, targeted by this ad for, like, joining this, like, masculinity, like, Roman Revival Discord server, and just thought it was really funny. So he put in my info, and so they sent me this weird fucking shit.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Should we get this Kevin Feller on the show at some point?
Maybe. It's a possibility.
I think you and me and this guy and Zach just
chopping it up.
Mostly screaming at this guy for like being a weird cuck.
Yeah, for sure. But it was super odd. It was super duper odd.
Yeah, that sounds odd.
Super duper odd. The beers we've had, maybe?
Mine wasn't that odd, I gotta be honest with you.
Ah, beans. I really screwed the pooch on this one. Did anyone have an odd beer? My beer wasn't odd either.
Sam, you gotta start. I gotta drink a little bit more of this beer, and Caitlin can't go first. She doesn't know what to do.
No.
Right. Ah, shucks. Well, I had this fucking D&D-ass beer, which was honestly...
I still don't understand how it was a D&D beer, but that's okay.
It might just be the art. Hold on.
That is a D20. I'll agree with that.
That's it. That's all of it.
Okay.
Wait, a dumb question. Is Diligent Farmhand not Dungeons & Dragons? That's Magic the Gathering. Never mind.
Magic the Gathering. Two very separate dorky things.
Sam, Caitlin, okay. you play Magic the Gathering?
No, I only, as Sam, as probably intimate knowledge, I only know about Diligent Farmhand.
Oh, that's too bad. I was like,
hold on. You've lied to us because you also know about Thrashing Wumpus.
Oh, right. Yeah, I forgot about Thrashing Wumpus.
Oh, boy.
Throwing it back to the Chinese mafia room.
I was gonna drive 2.5 hours over there and get into it with my elf deck, you know, but that's okay.
By the time you get here, I could probably learn a lot. I've got chips.
Okay. All right.
When do you say chips? Do you mean like potato chips? Like
I just got like a bunch of them out, actually.
It's a bounty over there. It's a harvest.
4 bags of potato chips. That should have been your content. You know what? It's too late. We gotta get it.
If you want to review chips, I'm your girl.
Okay. Well, let's do a mini review. What's the best of those 4 bags of chips that you flashed at us? What's the best one and why?
I'm really glad you asked because these 4 are big hitters for me, but there's one clear answer. And most people I know that I regularly hang out with in the last 2 to 3 years would agree. I've turned a lot of people onto these. We're going to go Utz Kettle cooked Maui barbecue.
Hell yeah.
It's a chef's kiss every time.
That's a good one. I like that. I'm into that.
Yeah,
hear it's that, really good. Tim? Eat that shit, Tim. You weird pervert.
Get him.
What's up with Tim? He didn't like Maui barbecue?
Oh, anything? No, he's our only listener, and so we like to call him a pervert. For no real reason.
Okay.
Hi, Tim. Well,
Tim, treat yourself to some Maui barbecue.
I've been getting really into some all-dressed shit. Because I like to be pro-Canada wherever I can.
You getting some really pale eggs, too? They got really pale eggs in Canada. I don't know what to tell you. Rate your beer, son.
Yes, sir. So I have Gesture King, Phylactery, Factory. This beer is fine! I want to recommend this beer to anyone who likes beers that are okay. And I give this a 5.5. Tyler.
Yeah. I had New Belgium's Voodoo Ranger Imperial IPA, 9% ABV. This beer isn't really interesting, but it's not a hazy IPA. So it's going to get a pretty decent rating, I got to be honest with you. It's just like, I think, Sam, when we started drinking, this probably would have been a pretty normal-ass IPA that we would have run across. Again, you know, back in our day, Imperial meant really hoppy, but at least they've got the 9% with the booze. So just for the fact that it's, you know, not hazy, not a New England, none of that nonsense, I'm going to give it a 7.1 and recommend it to people who like just clean IPAs.
Me? Yeah. No, I want to drink this.
Yep.
There's just so many IPAs these days that are just weird wet farts.
Yep. And it's this like, is just...
Give me a normal ass IPA for once.
This is super normal, brother. Caitlin, how'd you like that barrel of kittens?
Yeah, so I have Fat Orange Cat's baby kittens.
Oh, baby kittens, damn it. Why did I think barrel of kittens? I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, they might fit in a barrel, but they're cats, so.
If you're around, they're gonna.
That's right. okay. So I'm glad that you brought up hazy IPAs and New England IPAs as being like a points against factor, because this was both, and I did not like it, so I don't know. Considering that, wait, the scale goes 1 to 10?
Yes, most scales actually, but like right. This one, and also.
So considering that there is a beer that exists, which I previously mentioned, Mountain Crest, that probably has to sit comfortably at a 0. I might give this one like a 2.7, just because I'm remembering.
Whoa,
how,
calm down.
Just because I'm remembering how terrible Mountain Crest is, and that this is not that terrible, but it doesn't bring me any joy.
I don't think I loved. I think that was pretty much my review, that it doesn't bring me any joy. I don't think I loved it, but I definitely didn't give it a 2.7.
Dip, I would love to hear your guess of what you thought about this beer on episode 547.
5.6?
7.
I gave it a 7? That's incredible. Listen, what did I like about it? Girl. I'm so surprised.
And, Caitlin, who would you recommend this to? I guess
I would recommend
Tyler
this,
from 1.5 years ago.
I would recommend this to one Tyler Ersprung. Shout out Tyler for giving me this beer, even though he knew I would hate it, and it's one of his favorite ones. So, you know,
two different Tylers that might love this beer.
Yeah,
really took one for the team. So, I felt that it was important to seek advice from someone named Tyler, just for the continuity. But I guess he likes it. So
we can never have him on. Sam won't know which one of us to shoot.
Maybe. I will say,
you. I feel fine about it.
He did tell me this. I don't know what better time there'd be to bring this up, even though it's not completely relevant, but he did ask me before he brought me this beer, what type of beer I think I would like if I had to pick a beer. And I said, I don't know what type of beer it is, but the only beer that I've ever actually gone out of my way to get and drink was Goose Island's Sophie, which he looked up and found out is a farmhouse ale. Sorry, that's my alarm.
That's fine. I think,
yeah. And he basically called me a trash person for liking farmhouse ale, but.
Well, you can direct him to a friend of the show, the Alpha Mare, who pretty much only enjoys sours.
Is that what that is?
Farmhouses are kind of just sours.
Are they? I don't know any. I didn't even know farmhouse ale was a type.
There's some nuance to it, but like I would like to see them fight, I guess.
That makes sense though, because I will drink a sour sometimes if I am forced to be at a brewery for any period of time. It's usually like the one I'll drink and I'm fine with it. But I didn't think of Sophie as being has anyone ever reviewed that one on your podcast? Maybe I'll save that for next year.
It sounds familiar, but so like farmhouses definitely have like a lot of wild yeast, which can impart some tang, which I think is where Sam's stroke-addled mind is trying to go.
Okay. Speaking of yeast, I'm really glad that we did not do the podcast when we originally were supposed to, because it would have been way too tempting for me to bring up the fact that I had an active yeast infection while that was going on. I feel like that's just too tempting.
Oh boy.
But since we brought up scrotums exploding, I feel like it's fair game.
Yeah.
Well, no one's had Sophie on here, and
really? Okay. I'll keep that in mind. So if I get invited back for my incredible and deep knowledge of beer,
no, I'll bring that one for 2026, and we already have some scrotum content for this year. So kind of just all set.
All right, well, you know, this seems like a good place to put a pin in things. Caitlin, thank you for coming back and bearing with us. Appreciate it.
Oh, absolutely, it's my pleasure.
All right, Sam, any idea what you're drinking next week?
No, sir.
Okay, great. Well, I guess if you want to tell us what medical condition you think is causing Sam to speak so slowly, you can email us at brewsdaytuesdaypodcast@gmail.com. You can comment on our links at brewsdays.com, or you can blue sky us at brewsdaytuesday. Don't let us keep it down. We'll see you next episode. Goodbye. Go ahead and say goodbye.
Oh, bye.
Bye. Here comes a beer. Catch all your tears. Drink the remedy, forget about your problems. Here comes a shot, lose all your thoughts. Drink the remedy, forget about your problems. This one's on me, fix you for free. Drink the remedy, forget about everything. This one's on me, got what you need. And take your medicine, you feel better. I like to think it's that I think before I speak.
Well, you're taking a long time to think, is all I'm saying.
I like...
Uh-huh.
To think that
Sam before I speak. Treebeard Ginsburg. Nobody with the Lord of the Rings out here?
Treebeard?
No.
Treebeard is an ent, and ents are
no one does that shit.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. Weirdo. You're right. Yeah. Alright, well, okay. Bye everybody.
See you guys.
Bye.